The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله سبحان الله the prophet of mankind the peace of our hearts and mind the most generous and kind sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very beautifully reported to have said the one who recites durood salutations salawat salam once upon me Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon that person 10 of his sins are removed and his rank is elevated 10 times subhanallah sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatu wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulullah sallallahu ala muhammad nurin min nurillah marhaba khush amdeed welcome to one and all to a beautiful episode and silsila of this wonderful series known as the light of guidance alhamdulillah And indeed, we all know the light of guidance refers to the beautiful religion of Islam, the religion of peace, the religion of harmony, the religion which teaches us how to respect our elders, our parents, our siblings, and most importantly, our neighbors as well. The religion which teaches us, you know, that every person is a brother to another person and every Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. The religion which teaches us how to control ourselves, how to control our carnal desires, how to, you know, control our filthy desires and the beautiful religion which teaches us how to remain on the straight path. For indeed, the person who followed this beautiful deen of Islam, he is and he has undoubtedly achieved the light of guidance. And the one who has turned away from this deen, unfortunately, he ended up being misguided and he ended up on the wrong path. We make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all of us firm on maslaki haq, maslaki ala hazrat, maslaki ahlu sunnah wal jama'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on this beautiful light of guidance. Ameen, 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 ya rabbal alameen. Alhamdulillah, today we are going to be discussing something exciting again. But before we begin our discussion, let's make good intentions. The intentions which everyone could make. And before we make our intentions, a beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he has mentioned that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make intentions such as inshallah, I will try and sit and join this program from beginning to end. Inshallah, whatever I learn, I will first and foremost try and act upon it myself. And then inshallah, I'll pass the message on to others as well, inshallah. And whenever I hear the name of Allah, I will glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying Jalla Jalaluhu, Jalla Shanuhu, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I hear the blessed name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will inshallah recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, azawajal, I will pass the message to others as well, because each one of us is a muballigh, a preacher on behalf of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is our duty to pass the message on to others as well, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that ballighu anni walau ayah, convey on my behalf, pass on my behalf, even if it is a single ayah. Subhanallah. So whilst acting upon that beautiful hadith and that hukum and that command from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of us will inshallah pass the message on to others as well. Stay with us till the end of today's episode, because today's topic is excellent, today's topic is wonderful, today's topic is beautiful. And the topic for today will be the shan and the status, the martaba and the rank of our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So inshallah, we'll be discussing some excellent ahadith, some beautiful points inshallah regarding the great status of the noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Something very exciting, and perhaps maybe many of you will learn something new today, something exciting today. So please be with us till the end of today's program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. To begin today's beautiful discussion, a very excellent hadith which is mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif, and the same hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif as well, and the same hadith is also mentioned in Sunan Darimi as well. Subhanallah. And the narrator of this hadith is Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Very beautifully he narrates and he says, جَلَسَ نَاسٌ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, that the people were seated, the Sahaba ikram of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were seated. فَخَرَجَ حَتَّى إِذَا دَنَا مِنْهُمْ سَمِعَهُمْ يَتَذَاكَرُونَ. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the Sahaba ikram to the extent that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came extremely close to the Sahaba ikram. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listened to what they were discussing amongst themselves. The Sahaba ikram were conversing, they were having conversations, they were speaking. Whatever they were discussing, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was listening to what they were saying. Subhanallah. So one of the Sahaba ikram, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Ibrahim alayhi salam his khalil, his close friend, his closest friend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Ibrahim alayhi salam his khalil. Means the Sahaba ikram were talking about the greatness of the Anbiya alayhi salam, that look how great Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him his best friend. Subhanallah. Another Sahabi said, and Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made kalam with Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Means he used to make kalam with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See what a great station, what a great martaba, what a high rank he has. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Another sahabi said that Isa alayhi salam, he is kalimatullah, he is the ruh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, what a great, you know, personality, what a high martaba, what a high station he has in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Wa qala akharu, Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Adam alayhi salam safiyullah. Adam is safiyullah. Subhanallah. So they were discussing the greatness of the Sahaba ikram. You know, what high martabas, what high ranks they have. Fakharaja alayhim Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to these Sahaba ikram. Wa qala, qad sami'tu kalamakum. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily, I heard your kalam, I heard your sayings, I heard what you were discussing with each other. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَعَجَبَكُمْ أَنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ كَذَلِكَ. He said, I heard your astonishment, that you were astonished that Ibrahim alayhi salam is the khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You were astonished that Ibrahim alayhi salam is the closest friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَهُوَ كَذَلِكَ. And that is how it is. It is exactly like that. Means if you are saying Ibrahim alayhi salam is the khalil of Allah, undoubtedly he is the khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Nabi sallam said, in Adam alayhi salam, he is safiyullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen him. It is like that. Yes, he is like that. There is no doubt in it. Allah Allah. Then my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started some beautiful sentences, some beautiful words. And listen to these words from the bottom of your heart, filled with the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And then you will see the shan, the maqam, and the status of my beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, he said, Ala wa ana habibullahi wa la fakhra. He said, listen my sahaba ikram, and you must know that I am the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa la fakhra, and there is no pride on this. Means I don't have any pride on this matter, but listen, I am the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In other words, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was telling them that yes, Adam is Safiyullah, there is no doubt. Musa is Kalimullah, there is no doubt. Ibrahim is Khalilullah, there is no doubt. Isa is Kalimatullah, he is Ruhullah, there is no doubt. But I, Muhammad Mustafa, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am Habibullah, I am the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the station, the martaba, the rank, the status which a beloved has, that rank and martaba no one else has. So Adam is Safiyullah. Allah ta'ala, yes, has chosen him, but I am also Mustafa. I am also the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen. I am the beloved of Allah. Musa is Kalimullah. Yes, he made kalam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I also made kalam to to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am the beloved of Allah. Ibrahim is Khalilullah. He is the close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am Habibullah. I am the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a big difference between the closest friend and the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, as Allah has it very beautifully mentions, and he says, وہ جہنم میں گیا جو ان سے مستغنی ہوا ہے خلیل اللہ کو حاجت رسول اللہ کی. That even Ibrahim alayhi salam is, you know, in need of my beloved Rasul Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَأَنَا حَامِلُوا لِوَائِ الْحَمْدِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا فَخْرَ. And he said, I am the carrier, I am the one who is going to carry liwa'ul hamd, the flag of praise on the day of Qiyamah. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, wala fakhra, but there is no pride. I don't have any pride on this matter, but my shan, my status is, I will be carrying the flag of praise on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, and he says, وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ شَافِعٍ وَأَوَّلُ مُشَفَّعٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا فَخْرَ. And I am the first one who is going to do intercession, who is going to intercede in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Means I am the first one who is going to make shafa'at in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. وَأَوَّلُ مُشَفَّعٍ. And I am the first person whose shafa'at will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, I am going to open the doors of shafa'at, and first my shafa'at is going to be accepted, then everyone else is going to make shafa'at. Subhanallah. But I am going to be the one who's going to open these doors. And wala fakhra, I don't have any pride on this. Koi fakhr nahi hai, I don't have any pride on this. Subhanallah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, and he says, I will be the first one who will shake the, you can say, the door handle, okay, or that, you know, that silver thing which you keep on a door to knock the door, you call it a door handle or whatever you call it. So he says, I will be the first one who will shake that handle on the door of Jannah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors of Jannah for me, and he will make me enter Jannah, and with me he will make the fuqara'ul mu'mineen, the poor mu'mineen, enter Jannah with me. Subhanallah. Means I will be the first one to enter Jannah. I will be the first one to open the doors of the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala fakhra, but I don't have any pride on this. Koi fakhr nahi hai, I don't have any pride. And then very dutifully, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, and he says, وَأَنَا أَكْرَمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخَرِينَ عَلَى فَخْرَ. And I am amongst the awwaleen, means from the time of the beginning of creation until now, from now, wal-akhareen, until the day of Qiyamah, everyone who came, everyone who is coming, everyone who will come, I'm akram, I'm the most respected in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala fakhra, and I don't have any pride. Koi fakhr nahi hai, I'm the most respected. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say, you know, wa ana akramun nas, or wa ana akramul, you know, malaika, or wa ana akramul jinnati, whatever the case is, I'm the most respected amongst the people, I'm the most respected amongst the jinnat, I'm the most respected amongst the angels, whatever the case is. No, my Nabi said, awwalin wal akhirin, everyone, everything which came from the beginning of creation till now, from now till Qiyamah, I am the most respected. In other words, all the malaika are present, but I am the most respected in the court of Allah. All the anbiya are present, but I am the most respected in the court of Allah. All the jinnat are present, but I am the most respected in the court of Allah. Yes, the sahaba ikram are there, the awliya ikram are there, the ghaus are there, the abdal are there, the kutub are there. Everyone is there. High personalities, high ranks are there, but I am the one who has the most respect in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala fakhra, I don't have any pride on this. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the beautiful words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you read this beautiful hadith, and we read that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, he said, wala fakhra, I don't have any pride, I don't have any pride. So what is the beautiful reason behind this? There can be a million reasons. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wisdom can never be understood by us. But few reasons which we understand, why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, one of the reasons why he is saying wala fakhra. And I will be the one who will be carrying the flag on the day of Qiyamah, but wala fakhra, I don't have any pride on this. So what is the reason behind this? Allah, 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 Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Under that flag, everyone will be there. Adam alayhi salam will be there, Shis alayhi salam will be there, Idris alayhi salam will be there, Ibrahim alayhi salam will be there, Ismail alayhi salam will be there, Ishaq alayhi salam will be there, Yaqub alayhi salam will be there, Yusuf alayhi salam will be there, Musa alayhi salam will be there, Harun alayhi salam will be there. Everyone will be under that flag. Mu'mineen will be there, Sahaba ikram will be there, Awliya ikram will be there, Buzurganadeen will be there, the Murshideen will be there, the Peer Sahabs will be there, Khulafai Rashideen will be there. Everyone will be under that flag. And my Nabi will be holding the beautiful flag in his hand, and still he is saying, "Wala fakhra, I don't have pride." But this is a matter of pride. Look at the martaba, look at the status of my Nabi. But why did my Nabi say, "I don't have pride"? Because this is actually a matter of pride for Adam alayhi salam, for Ibrahim alayhi salam, for Musa alayhi salam, for Isa alayhi salam, that they have been given the beautiful opportunity of standing under the flag of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's a matter of pride for these great personalities that they are fortunate enough to stand under the flag of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a matter of pride for us that we will be given the privilege to stand under the beautiful flag of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His rank is elevated, his rank is exalted, his rank has already been raised in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't need anyone to praise him. So it's not a matter of pride for my Nabi, it's a matter of pride for us that we are fortunate enough to be under the beautiful flag of my beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the beautiful, you know, words and the beautiful status and the beautiful maqam and shan of my beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Inshallah, we'll take a short break and listen to a very beautiful kalam. And as soon as we return from our break, inshallah, we'll be discussing more regarding this beautiful topic regarding the great status of the most noble Rasul, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala عليه وسلم صلي على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
It is narrated from Sayyidina Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه that the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Whosoever recites salat upon me once, Allah Almighty bestows 10 mercies upon him."
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على محمد
آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على محمد.
The most beloved to me is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Light of my dark heart is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Poochega Mola laya hai kya kya, Poochega Mola laya hai kya kya, main ye kahunga naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala, naam-e Muhammad
sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
When Allah will ask, "What have you brought?" I will then say, "The name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam."
دولت جو چاہو دونوں جہاں کی, دولت جو چاہو دونوں جہاں کی, کر لو وظیفہ نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد.
محمد
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على محمد.
If you desire the wealth of both worlds, keep mentioning the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rakho lahud mein jism aziz ho, rakho lahud mein jism aziz ho, mujhko sunana naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala. Naam-e Muhammad
sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
O my dear ones, when you lay me to rest in my grave, do remember to mention the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Apne raza ke qurban jao, murshid piya ke qurban jao, jisne sikhaya naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala. Naam-e Muhammad
sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
May I sacrifice my life for Azhar, who taught the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ala Muhammad nuri min nurillah. Subhanallah, aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad aur dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad. Subhanallah, what a very beautiful kalam. Subhanallah, and because we listen to the kalam regarding the beautiful name of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in this you can see the maqam, the status, and the shan of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As very beautifully ulama ikram have mentioned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever he mentioned the great sahaba ikram in the Holy Quran, the great anbiya in the Holy Quran, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, call them with the names. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah A'raf, Ya Adam uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannata. Ya Adam. Allah ta'ala called Adam alayhi salam by using his name, O Adam. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Hud, Ya Nuh uhbit bi salamin minna. Ya Nuh. Allah ta'ala is calling Nuh alayhi salam with his beautiful name. Subhanallah, in Surah Safat, Allah ta'ala says, Wa nadaynahu ayya Ibrahim قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. Ya Ibrahim. Again, Allah Ta'ala is calling Ibrahim alayhi salam. What's his beautiful name? In Surah Qasas, Allah Ta'ala mentions, Ya Musa, إِنِّي أَنَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Oh Musa. Allah Ta'ala is calling Musa alayhi salam. What's his name? In Surah Sa'd, Allah Ta'ala mentions, Ya Dawoodu, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاكَ خَلِيفَةً فِي الْأَرْضِ. Oh Dawood. Allah Ta'ala is calling him. What's his name? In Surah Maryam, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Zakariya, Inna nubashiruka bi ghulamin ismuhu Yahya. That, O Zakariya, again, what his name? In Surah Maryam also, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Yahya, khudil kitaba bi quwwah. O Yahya, Allah Ta'ala is calling him with his name. Subhanallah, means all of these Anbiya alayhim wassalam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them with their names. O Adam, O Nuh, O Ibrahim, O Musa, O Zakariya, O Yahya. Allah, 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 Allah. But wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called our beloved master Muhammad Mustafa, Ahmad Mujtaba sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him with his attributes. Allah ta'ala called him with his titles. Allah ta'ala called him with his beautiful sifat. Subhanallah. As Allah ta'ala mentions in Surah Ahzab, Ya ayyuhan nabi Subhanallah. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nazira. Aw nabi means, oh, the one who conveys the news of the unseen. Ay ghayb ki khabre batane wale. Oh, the one who conveys the news of the unseen. Undoubtedly, indeed, we have sent you as a shahid, means as hazir nazir. We have sent you as a mubashir, as the one who gives glad tidings, as nazira, as the one who warns. Subhanallah. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala mentions, Ya ayyuhar rasulu, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. O Rasul, Allah Ta'ala does not mention the beautiful name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another place Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And another place Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal muddassir. Subhanallah. This is a beautiful quality, is the beautiful names of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the wahi from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and initially it was a very difficult stage for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came home and he mentioned to Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, zammiluni, zammiluni, means cover me with a cloak or with a charger, with something. Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal muzammil, oh, the one who covers himself with a chadar. Allah, what beautiful titles Allah Ta'ala is calling his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Likewise, Taha, Ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'an litashqa, Yasin wal-Qur'an al-Hakim, innaka lamin al-Mursaleen. Taha, Yasin, beautiful alqab and awsaf of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And very beautifully, if somebody reads the Holy Qur'an with the love, with the ishq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will see that in the Quran there is the naat and the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah Ta'ala is calling Adam alayhi salam, who is Abul Bashar, the father of mankind, the father of the entire creation. Means he is our asal, he is our father. From him, you know, all of us have now come in this world. But Allah Ta'ala is calling Adam alayhi salam with his name, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala is calling him with his attributes, with his qualities. Subhanallah. So all the other Anbiya alayhi salam were called by the names, but my Nabi was not called with his name. Automatically this shows that the maqam, the status, the martaba, and the rank of my Nabi is definitely higher than all the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. And likewise, very beautifully, it is mentioned, and ulama-i kiram have mentioned, that a king, without any similarity, this ulama-i kiram have mentioned it. A king calls, you know, all of his ministers, his vicegerents, whoever is there in the court, by the name, that, oh, you do this, oh, you do that, oh, you do that. But the person who is close to the king, and he has this special proximity to the king, subhanallah, then, you know, the king doesn't call him with his name. He says, O Sardar, O Sahib-e-Izzat, O Leader, O Master. He gives him that beautiful titles. So like that, without any example, without any comparison, Allah subhanallah call all the Anbiya alayhi muslim by the names. But his beloved, his beautiful Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala say, O my beloved, O my Rasul, O Nabi, Yasin, Taha, Muzammil, Mudassir, and beautiful titles Allah subhanallah is calling his beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What? Subhanallah. What? This is the maqam and the status and the beautiful, you know, martaba of my beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And from this we also come to know that it is necessary upon us to show the adab and the respect to the beautiful court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As ulama-i kiram have mentioned, that it is haram for someone to say Ya Muhammad. Means you use the word Ya, and then you put the word Muhammad after it. You say, oh, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama-i kiram said, no, it is haram. Now you mustn't call Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his name. You want to call him with his attributes. Say Ya Rasulallah, say Ya Habiballah, say Ya Nabiyallah, say Ya Noorallah. But don't say Ya Muhammad, because his beautiful name is Muhammad. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not called his beloved Rasul by his name, then how can you think you can call the beloved Rasul with his name? No. It is not allowed at all. If you want to call him, you want to remember him, you want to make his zikr, then call him with his beautiful attributes, with his qualities, and with his sifat which he has from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, I am being informed that we have a very beautiful caller with us, beautiful Mulan Sahib, mashallah, mashallah, and he has joined us all the way from Norway, and yes, I am referring to none other than our beautiful Saqib Bhai. Saqib Bhai, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Aziz Saqib Bhai, we are beautifully discussing the great status, the maqam, the shan of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we discussed some beautiful ahadith, and from the Holy Quran also we discussed the shan and the maqam of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah. Saqib Bhai, what beautiful advices do you have for our viewers, our listeners, regarding this wonderful topic?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا, وہ جو نہ ہوں تو کچھ نہ ہوں, جان ہے وہ جہان کی, جان ہے تو جہان ہے. What can be said about the status of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If we look from the start of creation, the beginning of creation denotes upon the status of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created was the nur of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning the existence started due to the sadaqah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by creating the first thing as the nur of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is telling us the significant status of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the companions asked, Ya Rasulullah, when were you a prophet? And the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam replied, I was a prophet when Adam was between life and soil, when he was between clay and water. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his significance was exclaimed by all the prophets. The Prophet himself says that I was the answer of the dua of Ibrahim. I was the glad tidings of Isa. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was that individual who all the previous prophets gave the news of somebody coming. It's as if when a great guest is about to arrive, people before him come to check the venue, the event, to tell people about the significance of the guest. And all the prophets, they came, and they came in order to prepare the world for the coming of Rasulullah, for the milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, JazakAllah. JazakAllah, my dear viewers and listeners, that was our beloved Saqib Bhai, and very beautifully Saqib Bhai shared with us some beautiful, wonderful words of wisdom. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This brings us towards the conclusion of today's silsila. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you, inshallah, wherever you are around the globe. Please do join us, inshallah, for another beautiful episode of The Light of Guidance. Something new, something exciting we will be discussing, inshallah. Till then, be happy, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of you abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the ability, the privilege of visiting the beautiful lands of Madinatul Munawwara with our parents, our Murshid Kareem, and our relatives as well. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Till we meet again, keep us all in your du'as. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance, the light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance, the light of guidance.